But turmeric, for example, is anti-inflammatory and is excellent to add in your cooking as well. So that's the basics of gut healing. So you can see how we're now minimizing chronic inflammation, so preventing both chronic disease and mental health issues. Next, my favorite organ is the liver. So the liver, responsible for almost everything in your body. So detoxification, digestive juices as well to help with digestion. Most people make a mistake of taking laxatives, right? Because they're thinking, okay, I have constipation, I need a laxative. 90% of constipation I've seen in my practice, if it's not a tumor or something else or problem with peristalsis, is often liver stagnation. Yeah, because bile produced by the liver is a lubricant for your stool. And once you get the bile flowing, everything else flows much better. So next time you're tempted to take a laxative, think about liver function. Your liver is also important for vitamin storage, immune cell activation, iron storage, glycogen, glucose metabolism or conversion as well, cholesterol metabolism, hormone metabolism as well, right? Estrogen, progesterone, all that is metabolized in your liver. So what affects the liver? Chemicals, of course, inflammation. So that's why the gut and the liver are super interconnected. When you have chronic inflammation from leaky gut, you're going to automatically get liver stagnation because inflammation also stagnates. I'm using the word stagnation because in Chinese medicine, TCM, we use the word liver stagnation to basically refer to any issues, most issues with the liver when it's not working too well. Emotions also affect the liver. So stress, suppressed anger, all these things also contract the liver cells, leading to liver stagnation. And like I've said, with liver stagnation, now one of the things that happens is less bile flow. With less bile flow, you're going to get constipation. You're also going to get an unhealthy microbiome known as dysbiosis, right? Because the bile salts, one, they kill off the bad bacteria, and bile itself creates a healthy microbiome. And without a good quality of bile, then you're going to get unhealthy growth of bacteria leading to dysbiosis. And as you know, dysbiosis then leads to leaky gut and chronic inflammation, but also the dysbiosis leads to less production of neurotransmitters, leading to mental health issues. A lot of people don't realize that about 70% of inactive T4 is actually activated to T3. Your thyroid hormones are activated in the liver, up to 70%, right? And so imagine if your liver is stagnant, you're not going to be converting T4 to T3. So you're going to get subclinical hypothyroidism, right? Your T4 will look normal, but your T3 will be really low. Now, T3 is needed for almost every single cell in your body, right? For brain, for basically all metabolism is needed for brain function to help produce your neurotransmitters as well. T3 is used by the gut lining. Also, all the cells in your gut lining need T3. So if T3 is low, then what's going to happen is all your cells will stop working well. And one of the cells that stop working well, cells stop working well, is your gut lining cells. Yeah. Basically, the junctions between all your cells, yeah, they become weaker. And when you have weak junctions between your cells, you're going to be more prone to leaky gut syndrome as well. Okay. With liver stagnation, also, we have impaired cortisol metabolism. So you're going to get a cortisol imbalance also. And in Chinese medicine, of course, we see that hormone metabolism is controlled by the liver. So with liver stagnation, we get an estrogen progesterone imbalance. Like I said, often leading to low progesterone, which affects GABA in your brain. And with low progesterone, you're going to get more anxiety and insomnia. And now you can see why with PMS symptoms, you're also going to get more gas and bloating and fibroids and cysts and cramping and clotting because of the liver connection there and inflammatory connection. So you can see how mental health and physical disease is interconnected or are interconnected. So how do we heal our beautiful liver? Okay. So my favorite herbs are milk thistle and dandelion. I have other herbs and I mentioned other herbs in my online course. Some of them are like artichoke leaf. Turmeric, of course, is excellent for the liver also. It's an antioxidant. I use homeopathy a lot. We'll talk about homeopathy shortly. The other important thing to how to heal the liver, of course, is reducing inflammation, number one. Yeah. Then introducing bitter foods into your diet, bitter leafy greens, cruciferous vegetables, that's your Brussels sprouts, broccoli, etc. They help with phase one and phase two pathways in your liver. We have a herb here. We call it rocola. I think in the US, rocket. I think in the US you call it rucola. That's also super important for liver detox. And dandelion root is very important for liver detox as well. If you see dandelion leaf, think kidneys. Yeah, dandelion leaf is more for your kidneys. Dandelion root is more indicated for your liver. Now, because your liver is dealing with a lot of toxins, right? It's going to go through a lot of oxidative damage, right? And so we need antioxidants as well for liver function. The most important antioxidant that is responsible in phase one and phase two is glutathione. Glutathione works amazingly well to stimulate liver function and also to heal your liver cells. Other antioxidants you can think about are selenium, vitamin A, vitamin C, E, and of course your berries as well. Yeah, all your berries have a lot of antioxidants in them. I mentioned homeopathy. Homeopathy is a beautiful form of medicine. I used to use them on mobile. So I started my career doing mobile clinics for poor communities in Kenya. I'd drive around in a Jeep and I'd supervise students like yourself. We'd go out camping with lions and elephants. You're welcome to come again. So all we could use was homeopathy because it's affordable and it takes into account the entire picture of a person. What do I mean by that? So let's say you come in with constipation, right? I'll ask you, is your constipation worse? Like, is it throughout the day? Do you have a burping with it or no burping? Is there a lot of gas and bloating? Is it pain? Is it painful when you're pooping? Or are there other symptoms related to the constipation? So depending on your unique collection of symptoms, I will choose a specific remedy that matches that unique collection of symptoms. And that's what homeopathy does. It takes into account your entire picture, and then we prescribe a remedy. For example, Nux Vomica, amazing remedy for chronic constipation, especially when the bowel movements come out like little sheep pellets. And in Nux Vomica, we also, like in homeopathy, we take into account the emotional picture of a person as well. So the person typically might be aggressive or competitive or worried, like stressed because of work, business issues. And so stress is creating constipation. Nux Vomica is an excellent remedy. One is because it captures the character of a person, but also if somebody is not characteristically aggressive, etc., but has been through a lot of stresses and has become like that, Nux Vomica has the ability to release the stress from the nervous system. That's the beauty of homeopathy because it's energetic in nature. It's an energetic medicine. And if we have time at the end of this lecture, I can go through how it's made. It releases stress and trauma from the body. Yeah. Lycopodium is another favorite liver remedy of mine. Lycopodium is excellent when you have a lot of gas and bloating. And if you're hangry, they call it. So if you get angry when you're hungry. Also, if you're waking up in the middle of the night and you need something to eat to go back to sleep, or if you have heartburn, that's better with eating food. Lycopodium people often lack confidence, or they appear very cocky or confident. They hide their inconfidence and they can look aggressive, but they're trying to cover up their vulnerability. Yeah. So I go through different remedies and their pictures in the course as well, in the full course.